pretty enough. All right, let's go see this play, and keep our eyes and ears extra open. A stage had been set at one end of the larger rooms in the heart of the ville. It was like a raised dais, with a double row of cushions set on the floor in front of it.
Oh, my aching knees and back. The good Lord did not intend me to sit cross-legged like some contemplative ape. He would have supplied me with more supple and mobile joints if that had been his declared intention.
Mashashiga came in, accompanied by Yashimoto and Hideyoshi, with a few of the senior warriors. Jack and Issy were part of his company. The shogun bowed to Ryan and the rest of the outlanders.
You are welcome to the play.
Thanks. I've never seen a... what's it called?
A kabuki. It is a very old and formal kind of theater. This is a time to relax. We have many men come to join us from the places around. They will soon be trained as sekmen. Then we can think of marching to remove the threat of my brother Ryuko and his ronin forever. But we must make the new men welcome. There will be a basho tomorrow morning.
Mashashiga saw incomprehension on the faces of the foreigners.
A sumo wrestling.
And there will be flying of kites. These are not toys, but big enough to lift a man. Their cords have small knives attached to cut strings of enemy kites. It is battle, just like life.
This play lasts long. Not all that keen on long plays.
Is sumo wrestling with men about 400 pounds wearing diapers? Saw no mag with picks in it. Look kind of hot-piped to see that.
It will be excellent entertainment. A visiting troupe of sumo. That will be tomorrow. But now... it will be kabuki play.
Ryan found the play incredibly difficult to follow. The actors were all men, even those who were playing the parts of princesses, courtesans, geisha, and wandering female spirits. They wore heavy makeup that transformed their faces into masks of startling beauty or boggling horror. Eyes and mouths were emphasized, and the actions were all very melodramatic and stylized, relying mostly on mime. Their long dresses were magnificently embroidered with floral patterns. The men gesticulated furiously, while those who played the women simpered and drooped submissively. The story was complicated, but it didn't last too long. The elegant leader of the actors, who had played the beautiful princess, came to the front of the stage, bowing so low that his black wig brushed against his knees.
Thank you for honor of appreciation. We do short play in honor of foreigners, written partly by great warlord Mashashiga.
What do you think of this kabuki, my dear fellow?
I found it a bit like trying to track an Apache walking over a mountain.
How's that?
Difficult to follow.
Doc smiled.
Dashed pretty little filly, the ghostly princess. If I hadn't known that it was a chap, I might have made a bit of a fool of myself over her. Him, I mean.
Not too difficult for you to make a bit of a fool of yourself, Doc. God gave you a running start at it.
Oh, poop. Ah, the curtain opens again.
The stage had been split into two equal parts, with a strip of rippled blue silk laid between them. Hideyoshi leaned forward in his seat, then looked back at Ryan.
It is the ocean, dividing the two countries.
A white-bearded actor sat alone on one side, dressed in a blue frock coat covered in spangled stars and maroon stripes, wearing a top hat and carrying a long musket.
Looks like Uncle Sam.
That is well seen. He is the spirit of Deathlands.
The other side of the stage was packed with all the other members of the company. They were dressed in a variety of fashions and seemed to be playing families, with some capering like children and others imitating women, working at laundry and on what looked to be factory production lines. The actors mimed coughing. Most of them had white faces with red-rimmed eyes and weeping sores painted on their cheeks. Then they all mimed extreme exhaustion, and when they sat to eat, it was obvious that there wasn't enough to go around.
I believe I am getting the picture. Sort of a parable, isn't it?
That left-handed side of the stage is supposed to be here, isn't it? I guess that it's supposed to represent what's left of Japan.
Mashashiga nodded, turning from his cushion in the front row.
It is how we see the world.
We have all the land and few people. You have the other side of the jack.
Watch.
One of the peasants, who had donned armor to make himself look like a samurai, stumbled upon some sort of cave, which he entered. The stage went dark for a moment, followed by a flash of orange flame. When the light came back, there was smoke on stage, and the man had shifted to the Deathland side of the stage.
A jump from a gateway.
More flashes, and more of the actors crossed from one side of the stage to the other, circling around a frantically terrified Uncle Sam, who was on his knees, trembling like an aspen in a typhoon, his hands clasped together.
Get the picture?
It's subtle.
Ryan was fascinated at the way that the Shogun seemed happy to reveal his plans to them in this obvious allegory. He was going to use the gateway to ship his fighting men, then some of the grossly surplus population, back into Deathlands to take what they wanted. Living space. The following day was dull and oppressive, without a breath of wind to stir the trees around the ville. It seemed to be trapping the layers of pollution that hung over the peaked roofs like an orange fog, catching at the back of one's nose and throat, making your eyes burn and water. Hideyoshi walked into the dining room and found the Outlanders.
Good morning. I regret to inform you that the kite-flying exhibition has been abandoned because of the weather. But the basho for the sumo wrestlers will go ahead as planned.
What time?
An hour or so. Do not hurry your food. That is bad for the soul of the inner man. Take time to chew and digest all properly. That way, there will be balance within the body.
He then stalked back into the hallways. Only the Outlanders were left, sitting together at the long table, with silent servants standing against the high walls of the dining room.
First chance we've had to talk about it.
Their plan to move in on Deathlands? Gotta stop them.
Agreed.
We need the Grands. They keep weapons in that, what do they call it?
The Yagura, the corner tower where they store ammo, arrows, and stuff.
That's it. JB, before they have this wrestling contest, you and Jack try and get along there. Shouldn't be a problem. They're amazingly trusting. Let us go wherever we want. These new men he's letting in his segment worry me. Bound to be one or two Ronin spies among them. They get any Plasecs or Grands, and it'll be goodbye time for Mashashiga and his merry men. Just get 3 or 4 Grands, JB, and make them timers. Then, when we find the right moment, we'll head for the gateway and blow it on the way out.
Sure. Hey, get that honey off your chin, Jack, and we'll go to it.
Christie stopped at the entrance to the room where the competition was to be held.
Gaia, this is triple spectacular.
Seats were arrayed in a large circle with a couple of aisles between them. At the center of the room was a raised platform, covered in what looked like very fine sand. It was contained within a loop of thick rope that was coiled several inches high, making the arena into a sort of pit. Bright satin ribbons were tied to posts at each corner of the basho area. Hideyoshi had seen the Outlanders come in and scurried to greet them, rubbing his hands together with excitement.
This is such a thrilling thing for us all. After the bitter sadness of the dying, we have this visit today from some of the top rikishi in all the country.
Are the rikishi the wrestlers?
Yes. One is called Konishiki, after one of the greatest sumo fighters. The original came from a foreign country. One of the greatest champions of all time. Very big, big man.
I believe I've heard of him. Was he one of the real top fighters around just before Skydark?
Yes, he was.
I saw him fighting on TV.
You saw the great Konishiki himself? No, that cannot be, Dr. Wyeth. He passed to the lands of spirits during the long winters. That was fully every bit of 80 years ago. How could you have seen him fight?
Mildred saw the trap that yawned in front of her. It was better to explain nothing than to try and fail to explain everything, Trader used to say.
She knew that because John Dix had told her.
I was